From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition of CSJP in 5.
2 years, 6 months, 3 minutes, 14 seconds.
The Fletcher's Land Police Youth Club stages the community's first speech and poetry competition. The Citizen Security and Justice Program and a number of other agencies and organizations recently partnered with the Fletcher's Land Police Youth Club and Priceless Designs to host the community's first speech and poetry competition. The competition was open to youngsters in the community aged 12 to 19 years. Assistant Community Action Officer for Fletcher's Land in Kingston, Cadian Johnson, says CSJP, which provided trophies for the winners, was happy to assist with the competition.
One of the main objectives of the CSJP is to engage at-risk youth through social intervention. So whether it's the arts, sports, or vocational skills training, it falls under our mandate. So when you are afforded opportunities to partner in a speech and poetry competition, we were delighted, mainly because it showed initiative on the part of the youth group.
President of the Fletcher's Land Police Youth Club, Ramon Peart, says the group realized there was quite a bit of talent in the community and developed the competition as a means of engaging youngsters creatively.
What we sold it to the community was through promotions by making flyers and word of mouth and trying to build an atmosphere and a little competitive edge. So within the youth club, we started saying, you know, you need to come out, there are prizes to be won and it's a potential, you need to practice speech. Just to motivate them in wanting to come out, and then for the community, we just by and large promoted and tried to sensitize the persons about what we were doing.
It worked. The effort was well supported. On the night of the competition, the Fletcher's Land Community Center was filled with supporters and participants.
You did the feat from Majua, but I never knew all of the time I was in it.
15-year-old Shalise Plummer performing her winning piece in the competition. She tells us about her win.
Two of us was the lead, and them say, when them call the second place, you will know the first place winner, and I was standing there, and I'm so happy. I was there, and then them call the girl name beside me, and then I was saying, Father, that I really mean win. I know, I can't really believe that I won a laptop too, but... My father is overseas, well, he's very proud of me. My mother is very proud. When she was up there watching me on the stage, she was smiling. I can see that she's really happy that she has a talented daughter. And she was giving me a thumbs up and I was smiling. Hey, mother, feels good.
Shalise says though she wasn't really interested in drama prior to the competition, winning has boosted her confidence and changed her outlook on performing.
Boost me up more to love drama. And God know, I will go anywhere in the stadium in front of 1,000 people, I would be.
Shalise Plummer, winner of the first annual Fletcher's Land Police Youth Club Speech and Poetry Competition. Aside from building self-esteem and raising confidence among youth in the community, the competition was also able to raise funds for the reconstructive surgery of a burn victim. The competition also brought together the community, which had recently had a minor flare-up of violence.
So we were proud of the fact that the youth group was able to do a couple of things, design and implement ideas that they envisioned, seek funding on their own, and have it be a successful event.
Assistant Community Action Officer for the community, Cadian Johnson. That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.